If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Harvey, are you there? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
I am. I miss your face, though. This is not right.
Harvey pops into our studio frequently to talk to us about how to lower tech bills. His business is lowertechbills.com, and it's Harvey Wells, who's the founder, longtime radio guy in town, fell into this, and he's so good at it, he helps people save money on their tech bills. But I thought about you when I got this email. Dear John Williams, this past week you had that guest on who explained things, including how to get CHSN, that stands, I presume, for Chicago Sports Network. If you have Comcast, if you have Comcast and Xfinity, how do you get CHSN? I heard part of it. I wasn't able to hear all of it. We are Blackhawks and White Sox fans and are currently not able to watch any of either of their games. Those games that are meant to be on stations, we don't get. They're blacked out because they don't show them due to regulations, local competition. I would appreciate if you could steer me in the right direction. My husband, myself, as well as my boss are all interested in how to get CHSN if we currently have Comcast Xfinity, or do we have to switch to another provider? Okay, Harvey, the stage is yours.
Okay, as my dear old mother would say, oy vey. This is rather complicated because CHSN, as the gentleman said, is not available right now on Xfinity. And I have some connections inside Xfinity here in the Chicago area, and they don't know. They simply don't know if or when it will become available. I keep thinking when the Sox season starts in April, it will become available on Xfinity, but I could totally be wrong. As a matter of fact, they right now are not saying it. So
okay, hold on. I want to stop you. So CHSN is the Chicago Sports Network, and they will be the provider of what? White Sox games?
White Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks, besides right, so GN, of course, with the Blackhawks. But White for Sox? TV, those are the people that have the White Sox, the Bulls, and the Blackhawks. They're over 50% of Chicagoans subscribe to Xfinity. That means over 50% of Chicagoans will not have access to White Sox games when the season opens unless they do a deal.
Okay, and this is the same reason that we don't have Blackhawks on TV, right?
100% correct, John. And this has been a real issue since CHSN went on the air last October. They should have had this totally nailed down with Xfinity, and they didn't. Shame on them for not. So Xfinity now, with no pun intended, is playing hardball. So right now there are a couple of options for people who subscribe to Xfinity to get CHSN, but it ain't easy. So if you'd like me to go over them, I'm happy to do that.
Well, is this? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so if you live close enough to the Sears Tower, I will not call it Willis, you can get an antenna, get a good amplified antenna, aim it toward the Sears Tower, connect it to your TV, then you have to reprogram your TV because it's a digital TV, and then you will be able to get channel 62.2, which, believe it or not, will offer those games for free. But you got to have a good TV and a good antenna to be able to do it.
And you got to be close enough to the tower. If you live 100 miles away, you're not going to get it over the air, right?
Right. Ironically, if you live in South Bend, there's a channel in South Bend that gets it, and anybody who lives in South Bend gets their TV here, but Chicago is so massively big that if you live in a place like I do, which is in a far northern suburb, I can't get it with an antenna.
Okay, so if the antenna doesn't
work, that is one
way
for those who do live close enough.
What's another option?
Another option is to subscribe directly to CHSN. Now, by doing that, it's called DTC, Direct to Consumer. You will pay for one team $19.99 a month if you want Sox only, or if you want all three teams, which is the Bulls, Blackhawks, and Sox, that's $29.99 a month. You then have to download the CHSN app. You have to have internet accessibility in your home, and then you can get the app via a TV that's connected directly to the internet. That's a second way to do it.
Okay, stop right there. But
go ahead.
Okay, and that was a lot of language, but it was descriptive and true, but it's also not that complicated. It's going to cost you $30 a month for Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox, but people have apps, they have phones, they've got Wi-Fi, so that's manageable, but it's also $30 a month, right?
Or 20 for the Sox only, or for just one team, any of the three teams, you can pay 20.
Okay, that's the second option. What else you got?
okay, you can leave Xfinity. That now that's a massive bye-bye to them. There are a couple of other services that do offer CHSN as part of their package. One of them is DirecTV, the streaming or the satellite service. There are now two ways to get DirecTV. Forget the dish. Get the streaming service. They do have CHSN. The other is another streaming service by the name of Fubo, F-U-V-O. They also offer CHSN as part of their regular package. So you can do that. The other one is if you are a subscriber to AT&T's UVerse, you can get it, but they don't sell it anymore. So if you're an old AT&T UVerse subscriber, good for you. If not, forget it.
Okay, that's I don't want to pass over all of that information too quickly. And by the way, this conversation will be podcast at WGNradio.com after the show.
Good, because I want to listen to it because I'm confused.
I am not, Harvey. I think you've done a nice job. Here's my next question. What about the Cubs this year?
Cubs are on Xfinity for now. Okay, they have Marquee Network as their channel. Now, they did a month-to-month deal. Their deal with Xfinity ended last September. They're doing a month-to-month deal. Now, they're going to sign, I believe they will or are about to sign a longer-term deal with Xfinity. However, right now, Marquee is available on two of their different tiers, the popular tier and the ultimate tier, which costs $20 more a month. I have a suspicion that Marquee will move to the ultimate tier, and if and when Xfinity does sign with CHSN, it will be only on the ultimate tier. So people are going to pay that extra $20, John. They're just going to pay it probably. And then there's a regional sports network fee, which I don't need to get into right now, but that's even more money on top of that. So sports just costs money. That's it. Somebody's got to pay Juan Soto that $800,000 contract, or Dansby Swanson, or whomever, and it's on our backs.
Yeah, it's the TV money that makes all of these. So the White Sox, Bulls, and Blackhawks are CHSN. The Cubs are Marquee. And so it's interesting that if ever a team needed TV, it's the White Sox this summer. And do you think that they're going to have a deal by first pitch this year, CHSN and Xfinity?
That is, if I had that crystal ball, I'd be a rich man. I think they will. And if you go back to when Marquee first started with the Cubs, it took a couple of weeks for that deal get done. And there were so many angry Cub fans that Xfinity finally did a deal with Marquee. I think that's the same thing with the Sox. The issue the Sox have is basically, and I'm a Sox fan, they're bad. they're not watchable.
But that's
so there might not be as many fans.
Well, how do you get fans? Well, you get on TV. Harvey Wells is the founder of LowerTechBills.com. Harvey, I'm out of time. Remember, if you want to lower your tech bills, and you can see this guy knows a little bit about this, you can reach out to him at LowerTechBills.com. Or what number could they call, Harvey?
They can call 312-307-1700.
312-307-1700. Thank you, Harvey Wells.
I'd love to see you again next month. Talk to you then.
You will.